What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Got the announcement coming up for you at 4:30. But first, time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
We do have a birthday today. Guys, first off, congratulations on your 20-year anniversary. I've been listening to you all those years, and I remember when Ted married himself. I appreciate what you do, which is bringing awesome laughter and escape from reality and traffic. Today is my 50th. Can I please have a owl hitting the window, and oh dear Jesus, and a cut that bitch off. I thank you guys. Keep up the great work. That from Aaron in Puyallup.
Oh dear Jesus.
Cut that bitch off. Next call.
That's all the birthdays we got.
All right.
Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm. Schweinefleisch.
What did she say?
It means like pig flesh or pig meat.
All right.
Yes. Schweiner, meaning the pig flesh being skin. So I believe she was just saying, ooh, pig skin. She's a big football fan.
Yes.
Okay. Announcements coming up at 4:30, but we do have some updated locations on where you can find the Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven. Available now, guys, on tap at the Red Robin in Smoky Point.
All right, Red Robin.
Cheers, guys.
Oh, nice.
That from Kevin.
Check yourself an onion ring tower and some ice cold IPA.
That is exactly what I was picturing in my head, man. It's the onion ring tower.
Gentlemen, oh, yeah, man. Me and the dad are currently drinking a Men's Room IPA on tap at the ferry from Mukilteo to Whidbey Island.
Oh, nice.
That from former Muck Ace John.
Muck Ace.
Muck Ace. Which told us finally the Black Raven Men's Room IPA on tap at J.R. Finicky's Pub in Monroe.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, it says. Robbie finally listened. Regards, Bacholas. Can't sit here and talk to you all day. I have beers to talk to.
Miles, cheers. The answer is yes.
You've been there.
J.R., yeah, Finicky's?
I can tell by your response. Like,
also, I can't say who, but I have it on good information that the IPA may even be enjoyed by an ESPN personality over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
I know the other half.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was pumped.
Joel, they have the Men's Room IPA at Northeast Bothell Way, Kenmore Safeway. Cheers from Ryan in Port Orchard. Some other locations. One of my favorite places, guys, in Monroe, Toscano's Italian Restaurant.
Hey.
They got your beer again on tap. That from BLJ.
You put it in the yellow can, I carry it.
Men's Room IPA. Micholas, take a minute to say how good the Men's Room IPA is. I wouldn't consider myself an IPA guy, but this stuff slaps. Thanks for all the laughs and great beer, gentlemen. That from Matt, the greasy operator.
The greasy, I like it. We've said this to a million people. A lot of people say, man, I don't like IPAs. We get it. This does not taste like a traditional IPA at all. Yep.
Guys, Men's Room at the zoo found cans of the IPA at the Point Defiance Zoo in Tacoma.
That's what they've been giving to animals.
Oh, no wonder they're so healthy.
Yeah, man. Those animals, they've been they crush our beer.
Just found your guys' IPA at my local grocery outlet in Tigard, Oregon. Had one last night with my homemade buttermilk fried chicken. Very good, well-balanced IPA with a hint of pine on the back end. We'll definitely buy it again. Thanks, guys. That from Sweeper Truck Jimmy.
Nice.
Is that how you say it?
Tigard, maybe?
I don't know. I pass it all the time.
How did you spell your dog's name? Two G's?
Yeah.
Well, T-I-double-G-R.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe it's Tiger.
Just like Tigger said.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tigger also was a big personality in the D.C. area and BET.
Oh,
and
right,
he's still within our company down in Atlanta.
Yeah. That's right. He is in Atlanta now.
But that's what he's always saying. T-I-double-G-R.
Yes. Oh, look what we have here.
I always heard baby girl, but whatever.
The Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager Sightings.
All right.
From Black Raven Brewing. Boys, found your new beer at QFC in the Renton Highlands. Shout out to the manager, Josh, for bringing two cases in just for me. It's a great beer. My wife likes it better than the Men's Room IPA. This is wonderful news, because now she'll leave my IPA alone.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to incorporate it into some recipes. Is the lager going to be around all year? I hope so. Stay thirsty and LARP on. That from Shannon. Should be available the entire 20-year anniversary.
I believe so. Year.
And that's the whole idea. To put out a special one for our 20 years here in Seattle. And one more, guys. I found the Men's Room Lager at the Fred Meyer on Bothell Everett Highway in Everett. Attached is a picture. Picture Ted Rules. That from Stevie, the Packers fan.
Oh, nice.
Oh, let's see it.
There you go, man.
Yeah, that is some shelf space right there, my friends.
Okay. A couple of other general comments on the emails. Texas Roadhouse. Guys. Jimmy Mack's Roadhouse in Renton is basically the same thing as Texas Roadhouse. That from Jake.
I've been to Jimmy Mack's a bunch. We've had it, right? We've had it here at the office, but I don't know. Texas Roadhouse.
You want to go to the source.
Excuse me. It's so famous that like I feel like I got to try their rolls. People are hoarding them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And one more. Guys, I heard you guys talking about possible future world tour host sites. If you don't already have one planned for Bellingham, may I suggest killing two birds with one stone?
Always.
Getting a hold of Texas Roadhouse to do something there. Maybe even a live remote. P.S. Did Miles actually lose count of the happy hours or just intentionally throwing out random numbers? I am intentionally throwing out random numbers.
Yeah.
Just to make it more difficult and interesting for me. Time to make a very special announcement. Concerning the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven Brewing, as you know, the beer is out. And one thing that you know about us, we like to throw a little party. And in celebration, the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager launch party is on at Black Raven Brewing Friday, February the 7th, with a live broadcast in Woodinville from 2 until 6.
That is correct.
It is absolutely free. If you've not got a chance to try the 20th Anniversary Lager, join us up there. A little bit different this time around. You will be completely involved in the live studio audience.
That is correct.
We have not told the brass about this yet.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
But the idea being, you are part of the entire show.
Yeah.
For this one special afternoon. We are giving up on the phone lines. We are not taking phone calls. If we do anything, it will be live with you at the party on the air at Black Raven in Woodinville from 2 until 6.
Now, if you were there for our last broadcast of Black Raven, there are two things that will not happen. One, Mike has been forbidden from guzzling beer out of the yard, and the guy that provided
the
yard, the boot. It was a yard.
It was a yard. All right.
He has been forbidden from giving you one. Yeah. But you understand these two things.
That's a good call.
But the brass from both sides said, maybe don't do that again.
Yeah. Yep. Probably a good idea. So, the Men's Room presents the 20th Anniversary Lager Party. That's going on Friday, February 7th. Again, it's a live broadcast from 2 till 6. Absolutely free. Stop by. Enjoy all the delicious beers from Black Raven Brewing.
You cannot go wrong, dude.
And keep in mind, as always, you know, you're doing a lot of good every time you buy the Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager, as the portion of the net proceeds benefit our three local Fisher houses.
And like we said, so, this year at the show, man, it's not about you just watching us. It's about you being a part of the actual program, yeah, because why not?
We're going to do the question, and we're only going to ask you as far as all the other things that we do on a Friday afternoon, maybe even a little step in for Ted versus the FCC from the studio audience. So hopefully you can join us. Again, it's free, and we're just going to be tasting the beer and hanging out. The people of Black Raven, by the way, are fantastic.
Always, always.
Every single person who works there, all the bartenders, all just the entire staff, from the people who do everything from getting the beer out to some of our favorite bars, to the grocery stores, to the guys that come up with these beers for us, the brewers, and everyone in between, man.
Even their swag, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the stuff they've got is cool. Like, every time I go in there, I'm like, this is some really cool ass.
I had one of their hats I really liked, but they kind of changed their gear all the time, so I can't get it again.
What happened to the hat that you had?
I made it sweaty.
Uh-oh. Did it get, like, the permanent salt ring around there?
Did you have sex with it on?
No, I just rocked it too much in the summertime. I know better. There's certain hats I won't wear if I have to, like, walk around in the sun in the summer. Because I'm like, I'm going to start sweating. I don't want to ruin this hat. But that one I did ruin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you'll join us.
I know your pain.
Friday, February the 7th. Once you get done with your dry January thing, this is the perfect way to come and drink a couple
beers. Part of the reason we waited.
Yeah, and, bust out.
Yeah, and have a good time.
Man. And it might be a good precursor into maybe a big kind of drinking snacky weekend. I think there's an event on that Sunday.
Oh, there's a Sunday thing going on. Yeah.
The Superb Owl.
The Superb Owl.
The Superb Owl. Yeah, that's how it gets. Yeah, that's how it gets. It's the Superb Owl. God, that's right. It's the same weekend.
And Ted, probably some pretty good. I'm just throwing this out here. I might have to order some crab cakes from one of your favorite spots there in the Baltimore area for the party.
It's not a bad call.
Hopefully,
if they go, I said this to my son yesterday. I said, "Man, because he goes, what are we going to do if the Ravens go to the Super Bowl?" I want to say, "Well, other than scream and dance and sing around, I'm going to order crab cakes for Baltimore." He goes, "Why?" Because I said that is the traditional Baltimore meal, and if they are there, I can get the crab cake. The problem
steamed shrimp, crab cakes.
It's not cheap, so I need something like the Super Bowl or my anniversary to justify the cost of doing this.
Absolutely. Okay, time for a little your guess is as good as mine. We're going to do this quick here based on time. The categories are the top cities in the U.S. for barbecue and the teams that have had the most playoff appearances in NFL history as of 2024.
I would say let's pick the NFL team.
I agree. You know, we kind of need to speed round this thing. I figure we'll be able to get
through.
Keep
in mind, this is not Super Bowl era. This is the entire history of the NFL.
Basically, the playoffs started in 1933. All right. So
That's when King Kong came out.
Technically, they are the American Professional Football Association. That was formed in 1920, but we get the NFL in 1933.
Okay. Yeah, haven't even seen anybody slam dunk a basketball yet.
No, they have not.
Why are all the players so slow?
100 almost years of NFL football.
Not about quarterback scramble.
Just so you know, as far as the top 10, the top two teams are a tie with 36 playoff appearances. Coming in at number 10 is a team with 29.
Damn.
So it's anywhere between 36 and 29. Obviously, new teams in the league, they don't do as well. Some of the old stalwarts, too. Like, Arizona Cardinals have only played in 11 playoff games. That also includes their time in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Well, I think back in the day, the playoffs were like literally a semifinal and a final.
That's correct.
They've been around for, I mean, by accident, they should have shown 11 games.
New York Jets have only made 14 playoff game appearances. The Saints with 14. The Falcons with 14. The Ravens with only 15.
Well, they've only started in 96.
Yes,
Cardinals.
They've won a couple of Super Bowls.
So they played a ton of games, but this is just the amount of times you've made it to the playoffs.
All right.
Not number of games.
Yes, these are number of games.
It is, and the Ravens are still that low?
Playoff appearances, yes.
These are like they're at a game every year in the playoffs.
What? A year, yes, and then we get bounced.
Bengals have 16. Detroit Lions have 18. Seahawks have 20 games. Chargers have 20 games. Denver Broncos with 22. Buffalo with 23. I've given you guys a lot of hints as far as the teams that are not in the top 10. So let's get this going.
Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers, Ted, are number one on the list. They tie another team with 36 playoff appearances in NFL history.
I don't know if they tie them, but I'm going to say the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers are number three, Steve, with 34 playoff appearances.
Washington.
Washington is not in the top 10.
Not in the top 10.
What about Chicago Bears?
Chicago Bears.
Because of their history.
Not in the top 10.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. Yeah. You figure Cowboys, 49ers. I don't know if they did enough to be in this. I'll say the Cowboys.
Cowboys are number two.
All
They tie Green Bay with the most at 36 different playoff appearances.
I figure the Patriots have to be in there as well, just because the number of
20 years of Brady alone, right?
New England Patriots with
28. They are 11.
No,
they're 11.
They are 11.
All right. What about the New York Football Giants?
They're number 4, Ted.
All right.
33 playoff appearances.
Did we haven't said, have we said the 49ers yet?
Have not.
You
yet.
Have not said San Francisco.
San Francisco 49ers.
That would be number 9. They have 30 playoff appearances in the team history.
Jeez, a whiz.
You know, Cowboys, I mean, you know, Steelers.
Oh,
you
get the Bears, you got well, the between Oakland, L.A., you think the Raiders.
Vegas, yeah, they have to be in there, right?
You would think so. They're 23.
So
that's not top 10.
23 playoff appearances. No. Go old school here on some teams that have been around for a while.
About to say, they were in the first Super Bowl. They had a while there, Ted. You were saying that they always made it to the playoffs and dropped off. No, the Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs.
Still not the Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs with 26 playoff.
How about Packers? St. Louis, L.A. Rams.
The Rams, number 5.
Oh! Right.
32 playoff appearances. You got to go back to the Pat Hayden days and all that stuff.
How about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Kurt Warner also in St. Louis. The Philadelphia Eagles are number 8 with 30 playoff appearances. You are correct. So far, you guys have gotten 7 out of the 10. Green Bay, Dallas, Pittsburgh, the Giants, the Rams, the Eagles, and San Francisco. There are 3 teams left.
What about the Colts?
The Colts or the...
Does that count when they were the Colts of Baltimore?
Got yeah, because they keep that history. Yeah.
That is correct, and they are number 10
right.
with 29 playoff appearances.
What about the Vikings?
Vikings are 6 all with right. 31. They've lost 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah, they went through 4 playoffs. Super Bowls and lost.
There's one team that's never won a Super Bowl.
Bills?
The Bills.
That comes in at number 7. It is not the Bills.
Oh, what about the Browns?
The Cleveland Browns. There you go, Ted.
Yeah.
Teams with the top playoff appearances. Colts with 29. San Francisco, Eagles, and Cleveland all with 30. Vikings have 31. Rams have 32. Giants have 33. Steelers with 34. And your number one teams, Green Bay and Dallas, with 36 playoff appearances. There you go. All right, coming up at 5:08. We will drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
5:08, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Research is coming out that shows a growing number of young adults that either don't or can't do simple DIY tasks at home.
Yeah, I read some of this. It was sad.
And they were saying like 25% of them couldn't change a light bulb.
That's not what I thought to be a home project.
Most people don't call that DIY.
No.
That's called change the light bulb.
A lot of them didn't even know what a wrench was. And it's one of those where I wonder if they do actually know these things, but it was more call somebody and get somebody else to do it. You know, because they said that ladders were too dangerous to change your own light bulb and whatnot.
Or do you even own one?
Yeah. I know. I have a step ladder. I don't have an actual good ladder. I got one that's got one.
Can you reach your ceiling?
No.
Really?
I got tall ceilings.
Okay.
Which is problematic when your battery goes out on your smoke detector at 3:30 a.m. because that's when it always goes bad.
That's right.
Jeez. It's like it knows.
I was at somebody's house once and they had vaulted ceilings. Just all weekend. Right, but they were renting this townhome, so they couldn't change it. They didn't have the ladder. And then the dude was like out of town that owned it. And I was like, it's going to be all weekend? They were like, yeah. And I was like, go hang out at my house.
Bye.
Yeah.
Basically.
When I was a kid, changing the light bulb, that was the thing around the house that you got to do.
Well, they told you to because they knew it's the one thing your dumb ass could do.
Right. And I was stoked on it. That's my response. We're going to go get that thing. Hell yeah.
Damn right.
I'm going to get the ladder. Here we go.
PSA, clean your lint traps.
Yes.
Every time you do your laundry, clean it. A, it's a fire hazard. B, you're going to look really dumb when you call somebody over to fix your dryer and it's not even broke. It's that you haven't cleaned the goddamn lint trap.
Right.
I'm so anal about that. I'm pretty sure I get it from my father. My wife's just kind of like, eh. I'm like, baby, my God. It's like you put the dog in the dryer and it died.
There's got to be something we can do to repurpose that lint because it just comes off in a blanket.
Oh, it's a great fire starter.
That is a fact.
Yeah. Which is why you don't want it in your filter.
Put a little sandwich baggie if you're going camping, and that's pretty good for your kindling.
Yeah, I have recently been at somebody's house where they were like, I don't know, the landlord hasn't been over. We were like, we'll go. And look, I don't know much about fixing stuff. Like, let's go look at it.
You knew exactly what it was.
Yeah, when I saw the lint, I mean, I had to use, like, soap and water to, like, scrub it. It was so
that dry on
in
the,
there. Yeah. And I was like, you're in your four. I was very annoyed.
Yeah. 30% of Americans say their partner acts like a baby when they're sick.
Oh, that's me.
Really?
Yes.
I mean,
I hate being sick, and I'm just like, leave me alone. I don't feel good.
I'll complain a little bit, but I'll still get my stuff done.
It's just annoying.
I feel like ass. That's just basically my entire commentary. Right. How you feeling now? I still feel like ass.
And why is it still hanging around?
Like ass.
I've had something for about a week and a half. It's slowly tapering off, but last night I was just coughing nonstop. I've been blowing my nose for the last 48 hours, and it's still, it's like, I can't believe you can blow your nose, and then half an hour later, you need to blow your nose again, and it's more.
Yeah. And has anybody ever eaten soup without burning their tongue?
No.
That's impossible to do.
Yeah.
You can put it in your freezer for an hour and a half. It can be frozen over, but somehow that first bite of soup's still going to burn the roof of your mouth.
And you can't taste anything, but at that point, now you can just taste it all, and it tastes like sick breath.
Yeah.
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 It's awful.
Don't do much when I get sick, but you will hear this at least twice an hour. As I'm just basically rubbing my temples or just trying to...
Well, the worst is when your kids get sick because, you know, if I get sick or my wife gets sick, we try to distance ourselves from everyone else a little bit. Or, hey, man, no, the kids are sick. They come walking out. They're 430 degrees. And, like, they want to lay on you. Yeah. And they're just mouth breathing. And I'm like, I am getting your sickness. Thank you so much for leaving the slug trail on my shoulder where your nose is running.
Playing games with the brother-in-law over the weekend, I could tell my nephew was going through it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, he's fighting. He's fighting for his life over there.
How old is he now?
He's about to turn 4, Miles.
Okay. All right, that happened fast.
God, it did. Son of a gun. A new study found the average American has about 4 good pairs of underwear in rotation.
4?
I have
4.
A ton, man. Mm-hmm. But it was one of
good
those...
Good pairs.
No, yeah. Solid, man. Okay. Yeah. Like, socks and underwear, it's one of those things where, like, I'm going to buy, like, 40 pairs each and just put them in the drawer. But keep in mind, the reason why is because that wasn't always the case.
That
and then about 4 years ago, I'm like, you know, babe, why don't we just take the money and buy some freaking underwear?
That's the sign you're getting old.
Yes.
When you find a pair of jeans that fit perfectly, then you go, you buy another pair of the same jeans.
Yep.
Shirts, I've got probably 12 pairs of underwear. I buy them every 2 or 3 years. They are the same exact. Mm-hmm. Once I find them, then I'm buying the same color. I'm buying the same. Same with socks, like footies. That way they're easier just, you know, when you take them out of the dryer.
Yeah.
Other than your specialty socks, which you can easily differentiate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I become that guy.
I'm one of those people. I have plenty of pairs, but there's only about 4 I wear all the time and wash them.
Yeah, those good pairs.
Yeah. I don't know why, but you're right. I'm like, oh, these just, you know.
The band fits better. Yeah. The material feels better. Hell yeah. I'm with you on that.
But if you took out socks and underwear, you'd do a lot less laundry.
That is for sure. That is
constant
for sure.
Battle.
I have a pack in my drawer that's a little too new to throw away, but I bought them and I undershot the size.
Yeah.
Like they still fit.
Right.
It's just I'm jam-packed in there, man.
You're aware of it all
I am aware of it.
Those are the ones you wear while you're doing the good ones in the laundry. That's how I do it at my house. Bring out this pair while the other stuff's in the laundry.
Those are my auction pair that I put on when I'm already uncomfortable.
My laundry underwear.
That's right.
Laundry underwear.
I'm sure you guys already knew this, but it is National Blood Donor Month.
Of course it is.
Yes.
I did not know that.
You know what
else
you
don't know? Dry January.
There's a lot of other stuff about blood you don't know, Ted.
All right.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 fascinating and fun facts about blood. Those pesky members of the animal kingdom who are responsible for the most deaths every year apparently have a type. And by that type, I mean a specific type of blood they are more attracted to. I'm referring to mosquitoes. They really like to get down with blood type O. I, too, like to get down with the O. But I mean your O face.
Got it.
God.
I want to hear him talk dirty.
I don't.
I'm going to put him in a porn and be like, look, the most important thing is that you describe what you're going to do.
He's purely the voiceover artist.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like singing in the rain or whatever.
Whatever he's ever like, not if I keep the boots on.
What if I keep the boots on?
I don't know why. Yeah, see? Now you guys all have that image.
I know, I do.
Great. Just standing there.
And it comes
on.
And nothing but his boots.
Yeah. And a Cubs hat.
And dirty ass Cubs hat.
Nothing boots.
Oh, no. Okay. So these are some fun facts about blood, not for the squeamish. All blood is not red. All right, Ted.
Yeah, I guess.
Basically, it's not talking about, the blood's blue when it's in your veins. No, they're actually saying, like, crabs have blue blood.
Mm-hmm.
Earthworms and leeches have green blood. Many invertebrates, such as starfish, they have clear or yellowish blood.
If you say, I do declare, you have blue blood.
I do declare. Patients in the United States use approximately 32,000 pints of blood every day.
Damn.
32,000 pints a day. Goodness.
I'm kind of shocked they haven't figured out a way to just make blood. You know, you got an artificial heart.
Right, all these different things.
Sure. You know, but hearing stuff and different things. I'm just kind of surprised.
Synthetic blood.
You know, like WD-40, but just for your body. You know?
Okay.
Get those arteries nice and slick so you don't have cholesterol in them. You know,
just stick the little red straw in you.
Yeah, totally.
Most common blood type in the United States.
O positive.
39% of the population, while the least common blood type is AB negative with only 0.5% of the population.
I thought you'd say Canada.
Oh, Canada. Anybody know their blood type in here?
I think I'm O positive. I think, is that the universal donor? Whatever the universal donor is.
Yeah. That's the most common.
That's me.
I'm B positive.
I don't know about
B positive.
You don't know yours. I gotta look it up.
Of course you're B positive.
I gotta get Ted to donate blood. That way they'll tell him what his blood type is.
I'll go donate some blood.
Hell yeah.
I got blood to give.
We all should, actually, man. It's a good thing to do.
It's also good for your body because it starts... The building of new blood is always better than what you got in you.
Absolutely.
So
I have no doubt about that.
Cows, much like us, have several different blood types. Anybody, your best guess. How many blood types cows have?
Honestly,
seven.
Eight.
Seven, eight, Mars.
Skim, D.
2% chocolate.
Steve, you're the closest without going over. 800.
800 different blood types.
800 and possibly more blood types.
So if you had to give a blood transfusion to a cow,
you gotta get it right.
Does a cow have a universal donor blood type? I guess would be my question.
You've got to. You cannot have... If we have like four or six or however many that we have and we can nail this thing, meanwhile cows have 800, we could probably figure out a universal cow blood.
When they stop dying after a blood transfusion.
Damn it! It only takes 20 to 60 seconds for a drop of blood to travel from the heart throughout your entire body and back to the heart again.
Wow.
Okay. 60 seconds, 1 minute. So in the time that I do this particular segment, the Men's Room Top 10, a single drop of blood will have traveled through your entire body 10 times.
Damn.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A red blood cell is around 7 microns in size.
Teeny tiny itty bitty little fella.
And if you're wondering how small that is 1 millionth of a meter.
Okay.
The true millimeter. These are some fun and interesting facts about blood. I know it's not actually the millimeter. Fun and interesting facts about blood. The human body manufactures 17 million red blood cells per second.
Okay. Wow.
If stress precipitates a need, the body can produce up to 7 times that amount.
That's kind of impressive.
119 million red blood cells per second if the environment calls for it. There are 2.4 trillion red blood cells in 1 pint of blood.
Jesus.
Damn.
How did they count?
Trillion.
Trillion.
Guys still counting.
Probably with a microscope.
Good call.
Guys in their count. And you know when the guys in their count, someone walked by and just went, 17. Damn it.
12, 6, 14, 32.
32,500.
And there are 100.
Damn it, Gerald.
There are 150 billion red blood cells in 1 ounce of blood.
A lot of cells moving around.
Yes,
well,
sir.
You know, they could be lying, but no one's going to count.
I'm 10 off.
Anybody know how many pints of blood are in your body?
Like 10?
I think it's less. I think it's like 8.5.
You guys are close. It's 8 to 12.
8 to 12.
So you guys are right in the wheelhouse. Okay.
Is that based on your size, I guess?
Your size, your I mean, like, diet, I would think.
Could we be the same person, right?
Sure.
But I've got like 3 more pints than you do.
You know, is that brag about it?
I mean, but is that possible?
It's got to be.
Do people with more blood get bigger erections?
Like Shaq, right? Shaq's probably got more blood than I do.
Yeah, he's probably got 13, 15.
But Gary Coleman, I'm hoping he doesn't have the same amount of blood that I do.
I got 3.5.
Gary, you don't need all that blood, man.
Gary can't give blood.
Just donate some blood.
He'll just drop dead.
You don't need
all he is.
A teeny tiny man.
But either way, it's probably what happened to him. He gave blood.
Teeny tiny man with all that blood. I mean that. Where'd they put it on, Gary?
Dude, it's like a gas tank on your car.
Right.
Some people, it's like $140 to fill up.
So if we have 8 to 12 pints of blood, does anybody have any idea of how much blood a newborn baby has in their body? Brand new. Fresh.
Like out of the oven?
Out of the oven fresh.
Half pint.
Half a pint.
4 pints.
Dead.
Oh, I can't imagine they have more than a pint in them.
1 cup.
One cup of blood?
They got 1 cup.
Is that why you crying? Making all that damn noise. Can't just pop out the womb and say hello. You got to make a scene.
Oh, there's a handful of the regulars. The red blood cells carry oxygen to the body's organs and tissue. There are 1 billion red blood cells in 2 to 3 drops of blood, it says.
Jesus.
Platelets support blood clotting and give those with leukemia and other cancers a chance to live.
Well, thank you, platelets. Red blood cells.
That's why you got to be careful with children, man. They got them soft heads and barely any blood.
Well, these facts are coming from the...
Bloodless 5-piece skull little...
From the Rock River Valley Blood Center, so they're doing a lot of donation information in here. The shelf life of donated red blood cells is 42 days.
Really?
42 days.
Is that, I'm assuming, refrigerated, not room temperature?
I'm sure that's right.
But that's weird. Like, why do you have to refrigerate blood, but in our body, it's cool at 98-some degrees?
This is interesting.
Like, once it's out of your body, you need to refrigerate it, as long as it's in your body.
I wonder if it's because it's moving.
Or maybe it's like salami. It's sitting on the shelf. You got to refrigerate it after
you open it.
That's right. After you break it
open,
man.
It's the same way, man. You refrigerate after opening.
Oh, God.
Please refrigerate after opening.
Car accident and blood loss victims may need transfusions of 50 pints or more of red blood cells.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of blood.
And they go, severe burn victims may need 20 units of platelets during their treatment. They say,
Yeah. I mean, that makes more sense.
500,000 Americans donated blood in days following September 11th.
Wow.
The September 11th attacks. Yeah, it's getting great in here. 94% of blood donors are registered voters. Bone marrow transplant patients can use up to 120 platelets and red blood cells from about 20 people.
Hogging it. And hey, come on, man. We're being all selfish.
And then this is your final fun fact concerning blood. 17% of non-donors cite never thought about it as the main reason for not giving, while 15% said that they're too busy. The number one reason donors say they give is because they want to help others. I just want the cookie.
Okay.
They do give a cookie and like a glass of orange juice when it's done.
They do, man. They do.
Oh, yeah.
When I was at school, they just give you as many as you want.
What, cookies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they were just the little ones, but they just keep on handing them out.
You want
them? Keep going. A young man in the U.K. attempted to get away with burglary, but he left with a little evidence behind at the scene there, Miles.
What was the evidence?
I'll test your memory at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
For time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks at Black Raven Brewing, the fine makers of the Men's Room IPA, and this year, the 20th anniversary lager. And I'm sure they'll be so happy that they're sponsoring today's honoree, because today we toast 53-year-old Donald Calloway of Lake Wales, Florida. Now, police there, they received a call from someone who was watching Donald. And according to this person, Donald was, quote, acting suspiciously. And by suspicious, they meant that he was masturbating next to a horse. Well, the cops weren't so sure. It could be a prank call. But then the caller followed up with a cell phone video that they forwarded on to the police. And sure enough, there was Donald touching himself while touching the horse. Now, what made Donald's attempt at bestiality so much more unique than others was the orifice of choice. Now, there's no good way to have sex with a horse, but our honoree was attempting to have sex with the horse's, you ready, Ted? Nostril.
Oh. I mean, horses do have a big nose.
Stop there. That is what he figured out and said, I'm going to put that there. Well, the horse wasn't having it. It ended up working out that way. Thankfully, naturally, Donald was arrested. He did admit to it. He said it was a dumb thing to do, but I like this. He said, guys, this was his out. Man, I just haven't had sex in like 2 months.
2 months?
2 months.
No.
I thought it'd be like 2 years, 20 years. I just got in jail, something like 8 weeks, and now a horse's nostril looks good.
You've got a pretty nostril.
maybe he knows something.
That would have never crossed my mind.
Love thy neighbor.
Oh, there you go.
Why the long face? Cuz, what you're doing to me, man?
The nostril.
It's a different version of a salt lick.
Your nose are horse.
Horses are so big, too.
They are big.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's no good way to do it, but somehow he still made it wrong. You know what I mean? Like, bestiality is already gross. I was like, dude, you just upped it a level. Like, how did you do that? Well, congratulations. The nice thing about it is they posted his picture.
Where was this again?
This was in Fort Wales, Florida, where apparently if you go longer than 2 months without sex, you're down for anything. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola!
I'm just going to get tested online for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.